because the woman's two biological children have been apprehended by Children's Services. We've seen her in court. We know what she looks like, but that information is protected. On top of that, we also can't tell you why she became a foster parent and how closely she was screened and monitored by Children's Services. Then there's the little boy who's at the center of this case. We know his name too, but we're not allowed to tell you. We can't tell you how or why he came into foster care. In many ways, this three-year-old died an anonymous death. The public has no face, no name. Last week, the CBC reported that at one point, this little boy was staying in a home with three other foster children, plus the woman's two children. We asked the Children's Services Minister to comment on that. Here is how Janice Tarchuk responded.
Were there four foster kids in this home in December?
I cannot speak to any of the details.
Can you confirm that there were four?
I cannot.
Why not?
I am bound by not only our own acts, our Enhancement Act, but charges have been laid, so I am unable to comment on the case.
That's Children's Services Minister Janice Tarchuk. This Alberta law, Janice, the Child, Youth and Family Enhancement Act, it was brought in to protect the children. Is that what it's doing?
One social worker that I spoke with told me, and I quote, "This new act is not about protecting the children, it's about protecting the government." That's also the opinion of John Dunn. He is a former foster child who now lives in Ottawa. Dunn founded an organization called the Foster Care Council of Canada.
So the confidentiality provisions in these various acts across the country are, you know, intended or supposedly intended to protect the children, but it appears to be more intended to protect the organizations that provide the services. In many cases, where they can sort of hide behind this veil of secrecy whenever something goes wrong.
John Dunn thinks it's important for the public to know these details because they can give you a picture of what happened, so it doesn't dehumanize this death. Otherwise, it's like an anonymous death, he says, dehumanizing. Just as important, these details give us a glimpse of what was going on inside that house, and it doesn't hold the people in power accountable when something does go wrong.
Is the Alberta law any different, Janice, than child welfare legislation in other provinces?
That's a question I wanted the answer to as well, so I put it to a lawyer. Amy Zarzechny studied the laws in other provinces and says with this new Alberta Enhancement Act, our law is among the most restrictive in the country, if not the most restrictive.
In some cases, one could argue that it ends up protecting the system and prevents the public from receiving information in cases where that information would not result in any harm to the child. And a deceased child, of course, doesn't have the same needs for protection that a living child does. And in that case, it really does raise the question of who the section is protecting.
Now, here is the actual wording of the section of the Enhancement Act that we're referring to here, Ron, and it's very broad. No person shall publish any information serving to identify a child who has come to the minister's or a director's attention under this act, or any information serving to identify the guardian of the child.
And Janice, we should also let our listeners know that the CBC has been charged for violating the act.
Right. We were charged last year in relation to a case involving another young person that's now before the courts. A judge will hand down a decision on that matter next month. And we've heard that there are a number of other cases the Crown's office has lined up against the media throughout the province once this case against us is dealt with. Meanwhile, when we gave the Children's Services Minister the chance to respond to this story, a government spokesperson told us Janice Tarchuk would not comment, and that was because of the legal proceedings with the CBC that are now underway.
Janice, thank you.
You're welcome.
CBC reporter Janice Johnson.